Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Enter the world of stupid.
Bring a dead-ass raccoon into McDonald's.
Here's your guide, Jeremy Kahn.
Look at this.
It's Lowdown 105.7.
All right, so many good things to look at in the world of stupid. You know, some nights are better than others, and sometimes you get to kind of go through everything and go, these are the best. And then you put some on the back burner, which is what I typically do. But these stories tonight, we're going to start with Aubrey Huff. And let me just say this, because I don't care what your political beliefs are. You shouldn't care what mine are, for that matter. I don't like the two-party system, personally. I just feel like people kind of flock to one side, and no matter what somebody says, well, this is where we're at. But Aubrey Huff, he went out and he believes that the Democrats and China worked together to release the coronavirus. His tweet, ironic that the Democrats blame Donald Trump for the coronavirus. I truly believe Dems worked with the Chinese to release this virus and in doing so intentionally hurt the economy, which Trump had record highs, not to mention risking the health of the world. Evil. Now, let me just say this, because, like, again, I don't care what your political beliefs are. But the fact of the matter is, it's just stupid. Like, the Democrats, they all got together when they had a private meeting with China to make sure we release this and get everything. It doesn't make any sense. And it bothers me that, I mean, Aubrey Huff has said a lot of dumb things. And whether or not you want to agree with some of the things he's done, talked about, he was disinvited, or uninvited, I guess you should say, to the San Francisco Giants World Series party, the things they were having to honor the team. The anniversary of it. And they said, no, we don't want you to come because of some of his comments.
Is he a reoccurring guest on The World of Stupid?
Sometimes people get taken away with their political beliefs and just run with it. Like, I've heard some crazy stuff this week of where this came from, who's doing it. You know, no reported cases in West Virginia. There's no reported cases in Russia and all these other things that are going on. I'd had people tell me that this is a hoax from the government. Everything's shutting down, and then all of a sudden, Italy has over 350 people die in one single day. So there is something to this that we should be looking at. And it's just, you know, passing it on and what it's going to do to the... Like, my wife is... She's a nurse. Now, she does labor and delivery, so she's an overnight nurse. So she's essential personnel when all these things... When everybody starts shutting down and everybody's working from home, you probably got 1,000 emails on it. Like, oh, this place is still open. We got to close at 5 now. We're doing... Everybody's trying to figure this thing out. But when someone says something like this, you got to call them. That's just stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. All right, let's get to patient 31. Let's stay with this coronavirus thing, because this is how things happen. If you haven't heard this story, it's how one person triggered 80% of South Korea's coronavirus cases because she skipped testing to go to crowded events and a breakfast buffet. That's correct. South Korea has announced hundreds of new coronavirus cases in the space of only a few days and raised its infectious disease alert to highest level that it's ever been. The new outbreak has pushed South Korea's tally of confirmed cases much higher than anywhere else outside of China. Now, South Korea managed to avoid a major outbreak with only 30 people contracting the virus, despite many interactions between those later confirming as being sick and hundreds more being infected. The change happened with patient 31. Now, patient 31 skipped out. I mean, we were talking about all these, like, you can see the story and just how quickly it was passed with what this lady did, but we said she skipped testing, decided to go out, went to a breakfast buffet, and then all of a sudden, they announced hundreds of new coronavirus cases in the space of only a few days and raised its infectious disease alert to the highest level it's ever had. And you can kind of see how this whole thing happened. She had a fever. Instead, the woman went to the buffet lunch with a friend at a hotel. In an interview with the local newspaper, the woman denied the doctors had advised her to be tested as her symptoms worsened. However, doctors say they once again advised her to be tested. She denied it, went to a crowded area. Before you know it, bing, bang, boom, lots of people infected. So there you go. Patient 31. Let's get to some of these other stories. How about this? Staying with this. Give this woman credit for wearing a mask. We go to Florida. Florida woman who was busted for having intercourse outside a hospital was pictured wearing her surgical mask in her mugshot amid the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Anne Marie Tucker, 45, was arrested earlier this month and charged with misdemeanors of trespassing and exposure of sexual organs. Interesting. As was her partner, Albert Singletary. He's 37. Private parts were on full display to the public during the tryst, which happened across from St. Anthony's Hospital in St. Petersburg outlet. But good for her for wearing her mask so she couldn't get anyone else sick. Florida, I tell you, what a place.
Looks like the face of a person who would do that.
Yeah, well.
That's a wicked mugshot.
She does have crazy eyes, so I think anything outside is up for grabs. Let's go to these last two stories here. So we had a couple of morons that called 911. This is in Oregon because they ran out of toilet paper. You can't do that. I mean, come on, guys. It's hard to believe that we even have to post this. Do not call 911 because you run out of toilet paper. You'll survive without assistance. In fact, history offers many other options for you in your time of need if you cannot find a roll of your favorite soft, ultra-plush, two-ply, citrus-scented tissue. They talk about all the different people that used to use different things for toilet paper. They said guys that were out on the water, they would use old rope and anchor lines soaked in salt water. You know, a little, get a little action going there to kind of remove yourself. Mayans use corn cobs, which this was interesting to me because I'm still trying to figure out how that works. I don't think it's a 100% clean that you're going to get there. Colonial Americans also used the core of the cob. Farmers not only used corn cobs, but used pages from the Farmer's Almanac. Many Americans took advantage of the numerous pages from the free catalogs, such as Sears and Roebuck. The Sears Christmas catalog, four times thicker than the normal catalog, could get a family of three wiped clean from December all the way through Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day if they just happen to be frugal. Then, of course, you had your alternates where toilet paper was invented, cloth rags, lace, cotton balls. I even had somebody say, just go in the shower and waffle stomp it down the drain. I don't know if that's an appropriate thing to do, but ugh, it is pretty stupid when you think about it.
No, but we call it an emergency, right? When you have to go to the bathroom. So that constitutes calling 911.
Well,
if you need toilet paper.
That's not the
it
emergency.
It is an emergency.
Not technically, no. But yeah, I've seen people just losing their mind over the toilet paper stuff. I asked my wife the other day, I said, do we have enough? I wasn't worried because if I have to, I'll just clean myself in the shower if I have to. I'm not sweating it.
Yeah, I think we have enough at my place. But
yeah,
two roommates, I don't know. If we start burning through it.
Just don't use a lot. As I said, use both sides of the toilet paper.
I have been more conscious.
There's also a video out there on YouTube, what they did in the military to save on toilet paper and how they would use different things to clean themselves, including ripping out a little piece of paper to clean your fingernails because you were going to use one piece of toilet paper, essentially. You'd fold it, and I don't even want to get into it. It's disgusting. My favorite story of the day, and we have to play this whole sound clip for you. This is... This is a mayor at like a town hall meeting that pardoned himself because he had to use the bathroom, but he left his mic on. Can you play this? I just want to set this up. We got to turn the other sound down, but play this for them so they can hear it.
But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first. But
so it goes on. I mean, you can see the clip. It's hilarious. I'm sorry, but the fact that this guy left, it's like Naked Gun, right? Isn't that what happened when he left his mic on? He's taking a leak. But this one, the mayor excused himself. Like, I had to use the bathroom. Doesn't turn the mic off, and that's where you're getting the sound. And this poor lady couldn't keep herself together, even when the mayor came back into the room. So, there you go. That's your world of stupid.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.